Okay, now we will go a little bit downwards, okay, better than 85, no? So after that, I think it talks more about the 12 linkage. So maybe, okay, now we will go a little bit 412 linkage. So, okay, now can you see that? Okay, now the attempting the nature of the path leading to the liberation, 487, okay? Yeah, here you can see it's the first 12 linkage. It talks about the samsara, how the samsara is, how we born in the samsara, and how we will take the rebirth in the samsara. So then it talks about how we will take the rebirth in the samsara. Okay, so after that it talks about how we can take the rebirth. Now most important thing is how we can stop the taking the rebirth in the samsara, how we can get liberated from the samsara. So that's the thing that what we have to know. That's the one thing that we have to know, most important. Now the thing is that what we are, when we know that, when now here it is talk about a subject last time, the 12 linkage, it talks about how we are going to born in the samsara and how we are taking the rebirth in samsara. Now today the topic is how we can stop the born in the samsara. So you will see that there are the two in the page number that you will see the two sections. First it talks about the nature of the path leading to the samsara. Nature of the path to the leading samsara, that the samsara, that rebirth that will be stopped samsara, and the sort of the path that will stop the samsara. Two things I think in this chapter, yeah. So sometimes the samsara is always like a one circle. When you are in that circle, you have to run and run and run up till we die. We have to run. That is how the samsara works. You cannot say that I will stop before I die. So that is the one of the problem of the samsara. So here it talks about that how we can stop the taking the rebirth in samsara. Once you take the rebirth in the samsara, then you can. So then you have to run. So that's why here he's talking that now the which path can lead us out of the samsara, which path can help us to stop the take the rebirth in samsara, sort of the physical rebirth that will stop the samsara.
Just the first point, Jitin, the sort of physical rebirth that will stop samsara.
So now it talks about how we can stop it, how we can stop the physical rebirth and how we can stop on the samsara. So now it says that now when you see in the page number 487, you will see that when you wanted so much, the past samsara did not stop by itself. Can you see that the one with the Geshe Potho was said? Just read that part, okay? Now you will look at the Geshe Potho, what you said, when you wanted to so much in the past, samsara did not stop by the itself, nor will be stopped by the itself, you must stop, yeah, and the time to stop is now, and you have gained the optimal human rebirth, no? The path, the sort of the path will that stop the samsara, the path how to stop the now, the it's talking about how to stopping the samsara, yeah? Now you can see that, no, after that it's saying the way of the stopping the samsara, I think, yeah. Now the if after the sort of the path will stop the samsara means that now it will make that it will talk the how we can stop the samsara. We should sever the root of the samsara, yeah, the root of the samsara. What is the root of the samsara? First we have to find it out. When we can prevent the root of the samsara, then only we can stop the samsara. So root of the samsara, now you will see that the root of the samsara, it's just mainly it says the ignorance. So ignorance is something here, when you can see that in the, it says that the root of the samsara, it's ignorance. Ignorance is sometimes called the blindness. So mainly the here, it ignorance means the grasping the self. That is the ignorance. There are the few ways of the grasping the self. There are a few ways of the grasping the self is something like that, the right way of the grasping the self and the wrong way of the grasping the self. The ignorance is the wrong way of the grasping the self. So here it says that ignorance is the wrong way of the grasping the self. So wrong way is that it is now come to the point. So generally, when you grasp the self as a wrong way, it's called the grasping the self as inherently existent. That is the one of the root cause of the samsara. Now that you look at the self grasping, someone called from the your name. When you think that I was being called, that is the right way of the grasping the self. When someone accuses you as a being as a thief, then you will grasp the self as a very differently. When someone accuses you as of being a thief, then you will feel that even I don't still, but he or she called me as a thief. That time when you grasp the self very strongly, at the second moment, that time that you are grasping the self as inherently existed. That the self grasping as inherently existed, call as the root of the samsara. So realizing the emptiness is the only way to eliminate the dead type of the self-grasping. So that type of the self-grasping is called the ignorance. Okay, I want to ask that, did they understand what I'm talking? If you understand, very good. If you don't understand, very bad. You won't come out of the samsara, okay? Okay, so usually I used to say, understand, very good. Don't understand, very good, both. Now this time, if you don't understand, very bad, okay, this is the root of the samsara. So when you don't understand what is the root of the samsara, then you cannot stop the samsara. So root of the samsara, it says that when you grasp, okay, not, it is not that difficult, okay, not that difficult. Only thing is that you have, that's why the Buddha, when he talks about emptiness practice, first of all, that he told the search for the self. Because when you look at the self, when you think the look at the self, and when we're thinking the self-grasping, there are the many different label of the self-grasp. When you look at the thinking of the self, it is not all the same. When you feel like I should drink the water, I should go, that is the right way of the grasping the self. But sometimes we go beyond of that limit. Sometimes we go very excess. Excess is what we call is that the grasping the self is inherently exists. Very independent self. Very independent self is something like that. When you look, when you think of the yourself, sometimes you feel that the self as not depending on any other's things. Very independent self. That's called the self-grasping attitude or self-grasping thought. That is the root of all the negative action. That is the root of the samsara. That is only you can realize better when you look more of the thinking of the self. Then slowly then you can differentiate that which is the right way of the self-grasping and which is the wrong way of the self-grasping. When you realize that these two things, then the emptiness is not very far. Then you can approach the emptiness very close. Right. That's why Buddha always asks to search for the self, look for the self. When you're looking for the self, what you can do is that then what you will know is that how our thought will grasp the self, that we will know it. So that's why now it talks about the selflessness. So here in the second chapter, it said the wisdom that understands the selflessness realizes the I does not exist by the way it's the nature. This wisdom therefore directly opposite to the thought of the man of the grasping the trick I. Can you see that in the four page 488 to the second paragraph? The wisdom that understands the selflessness realizes that I does not exist by the way of its nature. The wisdom is therefore directly opposite to the thoughts and the manner of the grasping the trick the I to be established by its nature. Okay, so that's why it talks about the selflessness. The selflessness is the emptiness of the self, means the emptiness of the self. The selflessness is in the selflessness, it means the emptiness of the self. From Buddhism, the selflessness, it means the emptiness of the self, it's called the selflessness. Now the selflessness is the emptiness of the self. So that's why the selflessness is so Buddha state that when you're realizing the emptiness of the self, then only it can cut the thought of the self-grasping attitude. When you can cut the self-grasping attitude, then you can stop the samsara. This is a very simple theory. Very simple theory. So it talks about the selflessness, okay? It talks about to develop this wisdom properly in the mindstream, you need to follow, yeah? So now it's talk about the selflessness. So selflessness is talks about, generally it talks about the emptiness of the self is the, yes, that is the, okay? Emptiness of the self, okay? Emptiness is a self. Okay. Now it's happening that the I established by the Ishne, therefore need to wisdom to understand the selflessness. You can see that, no? So generally the selflessness is only that we can realize the emptiness. The emptiness of self, when you realize the emptiness of self, then only we can, what we can do is that the, when then only when you realize the emptiness of self, then only it is possible to realize the selflessness. When you realize the selflessness, that time you will realize the emptiness of the self, okay? So yeah, then so selflessness, okay, so what is happening, the selflessness, so to develop this wisdom properly. So now how we can develop the wisdom of the realizing the selflessness, this is the only way to understand the emptiness. So that's why in the liberation later chapter it talks about the emptiness. So develop this, okay, so you develop this without the, so that's the thing. Now that you that then they talk about the how we can develop the realizing the emptiness of the self. For that, then it's also talk about the single point meditation, because the importance of the shamatha meditation. Once you have the shamatha meditation, then only when you can focus on the emptiness self is much better. So in the later chapter, it talks about the shamatha also. Now you can see that in the letter of the Nagarjuna, can you see the Nagarjuna letter to the friend in the page number 489? It said that if your hair or the clothes should be suddenly catch fire, give up the putting them out. Strive instead to stop the reincarnation. No other than aim can be such a great. Through the pure ethics, wisdom and concentration, achieve the peaceful, subdued, stainless, nirvana, three things. Ethics, wisdom and the concentration, three important things. So wisdom is the wisdom which realizes the emptiness. That's called the ultimate wisdom. Ultimate wisdom is the wisdom which can realize the emptiness. Concentration, it talks about the shamatha. Ethics, these three things are important for the having the peaceful mind. What you need is that ethics. To the subdued and to subdue your mind, you need the concentration. To achieve the nirvana, you need ultimate wisdom. Okay, achieve the peaceful, subdued, stainless nirvana. Okay, so state in mortal age, there's in also. So maybe today, maybe I'll stop, okay?